When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins a national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown!
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
Phil Elson with some much-needed time off. One of the hardest working mans in all of sports. Taking a couple days off, hanging with his family. So it's us two. It's me and C-Unit bringing us in for the next couple days. And right now, we got one of the greatest, one of the best to do it. And that's Chuck Barrett. Chuck, man, how's it going today?
Well, man, I'm doing okay. You sound like an old-time DJ in there, man. Spinning the tunes, coming back out of it with that mellow voice.
We're all in trouble, Chuck. We're all in trouble, yeah. man, you know, Chuck, baseball season, I love competition. I love sport. We love the Razorbacks, and I think we are a little spoiled. We've Dave Van Horn's kind of spoiled us with a lot of success, but we're still trying to get there. We still won a little bit, but I think we overreacted a little bit is what I'm getting at, Chuck. Right when the season's over, you're a little hurt. You're distraught. You don't know what to think. Kind of, you're like, wow, I didn't think it was going to end this soon. Can you kind of put a bow on it, or have you had a chance to digest to see kind of like can you put a bow on it for me?
Well, it's hard to do because the disappointment's still raw. Mm-hmm. I think for a lot of people, and you know, if you're a fan, you're a player, you're a coach, everybody's disappointed, but there's different types of disappointment. You know, sometimes when you're a fan, you get angry, you know, when it doesn't go the way you want it to. And we live in an era where when your team doesn't win, somebody's got to get fired. You know, if they love the head coach, he's got to fire some assistants. And if they didn't like the head coach to begin with, well, they were wanting him to be fired anyway. So that generally is a lot of people's reaction when things like this happen. And I understand that. I thought Dave was real matter-of-fact in his post-game press conference, but there were some real nuggets in there, and I think there's, you know, there's a sound plan for the future, but I do think that you really got to, you know, when you look at this team, and I'm going to be honest, I thought down the stretch they might get to Omaha. I didn't really know if they could. Now, I thought they'd win their first-round regional. I'm not going to lie there. Matt, there was not a lot of balance in their lineup. Mm-hmm. They had a bunch of home run hitters. It's like trying to play basketball with five centers. Can't do it. You got to have some balance to your lineup. Arkansas's offense, the only pressure that they really put on the pitcher or on the defense was with the hitter. Didn't steal bases. didn't bunt much. They were good base runners, but they weren't particularly fast. You got to have some guys that can set the table. You got to have guys who can run. You look at the way Kansas State beat Arkansas Saturday night. You know, two walks on 3-2 pitches, sack bunt, couple of slap hits, squeeze play. Then you turn the guy loose and let him swing for the downs. And he got a pitch he could turn on, hit a three-run homer, and the season was over, basically, at that point. And Arkansas was at their best when Wilmsmeyer was on base. Everything changes when that pitcher's got a pitch with a guy on base. The SEC, a lot of teams in the SEC, and we were one of them, it's kind of like the major leagues. It's walk, strikeout, double, home run. Not a lot of table setters out there. You know, when Kansas State bunted two guys up with nobody out in the fifth inning, there's not a team in the SEC that would have done that. You can count on one hand. You could add up all the SEC games this year in baseball. You wouldn't need more than one hand to count the number of squeeze plays. It's just not part of the game. But for some teams, it is. And I think Arkansas has got to get to, I won't say back to a point, but I just, maybe it is back to a point where you know who the leadoff hitter is. You've got guys in each spot of the lineup for a specific reason. Some guys are table setters. Some guys are big boppers. But just like you can't have a good offensive team with a bunch of single hitters, you can't have a good offense with a bunch of home run hitters either, because they're all swinging for the down. So I think there's got to be more balance in the lineup. And Dave talked about that after the game the other night. And it sounds like on the recruiting trail, that's where they're headed.
Yeah, it makes me – was that 2 years ago that this football team, it might have been last year, but the second game of the year, we weren't playing a very good opponent, and we ran the ball for like 47 yards, and coach comes out and talking about how, well, that wasn't really the game plan. I really wouldn't worry about it. And then all year we couldn't run the ball. And it's like, well, when you take a baseball team, do you see a team work on things? When you are playing those Tuesday games, the Wednesday games, do you see us working on these other qualities, these other things that you're going to need to do when you need to bunt a guy over, when you need to do something else instead of just coming up there always with a one-track mind?
Well, there's a fine line to walk there. You know, when Arkansas moved to more of, you know, what I call a big bopper style, that's an old term, but that's when their recruiting classes suddenly became like number one and number two and number three national.
Getting some dudes, yeah.
And the reason for that is that, and the SEC, more than any other baseball conference, is filled with pro prospects, filled with them. Every team's got them. You can't bring a guy in, Matt, as an 18-year-old and say, hey, you're going to be drafted in a couple of years, and I know that in the big leagues, it's walk, strikeout, double, home run, but we're going to have you play a different style here than you're going to play in the pros. You're not going to get that kid. He's not going to come play for you. He's going to go play for someone who plays the same style he's going to play in the pros. And I'm not sure you can have a top five recruiting class playing what I call old school baseball. I'm not sure you can.
You know, I haven't thought about it that way, Chuck, and it makes sense when you look back at kind of the fall of the Nebraska Cornhuskers, you know, when that triple option, running that options, and then you got to a point where I want to say it was early 2000s, they weren't getting the dudes anymore. You know, quarterbacks didn't want to go play Nebraska. They wanted to go play because that wasn't what was going on at the next level.
And that happens a lot. You know, and I'll go back to what I said a minute ago. You know, you would not see an SEC team bunt with nobody out and two runners on in the fifth inning. Just like you're not going to see a major league team do it, ever. When's the last time you saw a big league team squeeze a run in? It doesn't happen anymore. It used to happen all the time. That's not the game now. Well, the idea that you're going to sign a guy that's rated as a, you know, he's a first or second round pick, but you're going to talk him into coming playing college ball for you. He's going to turn down $1 million, say, to come play college baseball for you. Well, you can't tell that kid we're going to turn you into a different type player while you're here. It just doesn't work. And so, I mean, you could do it if you could get him, but you're not going to get him. And so I understand the catch-22 these guys are in. They really are. They are in a catch-22 in that regard. I know Dave Van Horn well enough to know that I see situations all the time when the coach that I know would be putting down a bunt right there. He'd be starting the runner. You know, there was a point in the game the other night, and this is what having guys on base who can run, this is how it affects your game in other ways. I think it was Wilmsmeyer on first base the other night, and Diggs was at the plate. Well, Diggs hadn't had a good swing in a month, and they started the runner. A lot of times if you've got a guy in a slump and you got a base runner at first base, you start that runner because it forces the hitter to focus solely on contact. And Diggs focused solely on contact, drove a line drive up the middle. He did exactly what a hitter's supposed to do. He drove the ball through the middle on a hit and run. Didn't get too fancy, just made contact. Drove it up the middle, runner ends up over at third base. Now, you can't win every game like that. And I'm not suggesting that should be your everyday style of
but
play.
But you have have it in your back pocket.
When you get to the NCAA tournament, you got to beat people in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Got to beat them in different ways. And they didn't have the ability to do that.
That's ability. That's the right word. When it gets down to it, you have to have that play in your playbook. You have to be able to put a bunt down and to manufacture a run. And it is hard when that's the way we go about it. What is what do you think next is for Hagan Smith? Because you know we wouldn't have made it this far without Hagan Smith, and it stinks that it ends the way it ends. But I'm still a Hagan Smith fan. Is he a guy that, I mean, he's obviously going to be gone next year.
Oh yeah, he's gone. He's going to be a top 10 draft pick, and he'll go down as one of the greatest pitchers to ever put on a Razorback uniform. And you know, Coach Van Horn said this after the ball game. And he's exactly right. I mean, you take Hagan Smith off this team, they're just a very average team. It was very average. But now you take the best pitcher off a lot of teams,
mm-hmm.
and they can become average pretty quickly. But he was a cut above. I mean, just a cut above in every way. And it won't take him long to get to the big leagues. I don't think it's out of the question, Matt. Because, see, I think the Pirates, if they'd been in the race last year, I think they'd have brought Skeens up.
Yeah.
Because I think he could have helped him. I'm not suggesting that Smith's going to be up before the end of this year, but it would not surprise me. And I expect him, depending upon which team drafts him.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the business of baseball. A lot of times they'll keep you down there in the minors for another 6, 8, 12 months, so they don't start that. You know, you don't start the years that go towards your arbitration. They'll keep you down there a little bit longer than they used to, and the Pirates did that with Skeens a little bit. But it wouldn't surprise me if we see Smith up within 12 months from right now. It would not surprise me if he's in the big leagues. I don't know if it'll be this year, but I think it may be next year.
Yeah, situational. Phil and I had this we touched on this a little bit yesterday, Chuck. I wanted to get your thoughts. So I've seen this in football with the quarterback. You've seen it with in basketball, you know, with a guy like Hunter Dickinson, a guy like Sears at Alabama. These baseball players that are all used to leaving at year three, but they're still going to go do Double-A for 2 or 3 years before they get that, for the most part, before they get that call up. Is there a draft spot? Like, if you're not a top five round in the draft, is there NIL money comparable for these kids to stay? Could you see some of these Arkansas kids that are in their third year? Phil was going through it and said a lot of these kids are supposed to be leaving, but could you see a lot of these kids coming back because we have NIL money?
I don't know. I won't say never, but generally speaking, I would think not, because here's the deal. The only time you have any leverage with a professional team is after your junior year. You could come back for some NIL money your senior year, but the next year when you get drafted, you're going to get a bus ticket and $5,000.
Mm.
And so, I mean, yes, you could come back, and some may, but if you're a pro prospect, you can win the battle and lose the war, so to speak. If you're intent on playing professional baseball. It's just my opinion.
No,
you're intent on playing professional baseball after your junior year of college, you need to get your butt to professional baseball.
I hadn't thought of it that way. Whereas a quarterback or other positions, you're still kind of going on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua Sign Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Well, Chuck, we got you for one more second here. One more segment. Sorry. Wanted to see what about some postseason awards. You know, Hagen Smith, obviously the pitching award. But who would be maybe your most improved Razorback that you saw from start to finish this year?
You know, that's an interesting question. I thought as the year wore on, Hudson White got better at the plate. Became a little bit more of the hitter that he had been at Texas Tech. I thought he got better. I'd have to put my thinking
cap on. That's another guy.
And I thought Sprague Lott probably exceeded a lot of people's expectations. Didn't really know who he was when he came in here. So those would be a couple of guys right there that would, you know, just off the top of my head.
Hudson White was another guy I was telling Phil about. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but that he's another guy that I want to come back selfishly. You're like, Hudson White, come back and be a Razorback for another year. But it's again that third year deal where you got to go. All right. Well,
they're going to lose the whole team, basically. Yeah. They're going to lose the whole team. And that's how it works now sometimes. In fact, when you deal in the portal in baseball, you're getting a lot of these guys for just 1 year, maybe two, but a lot of times just one, and then they're going to the draft. So, you know, and then they're drafting high school kids too. So, you're dealing with it on both ends in baseball.
Well, we got a, I know it's world of sports is going on. I don't know if you saw the Canadian Open with Robert McIntyre and had his pops on the bag. That I thought that was pretty cool. Oh, you saw you saw that?
Well, I didn't watch it as it happened. Yeah. I read about it. I'm familiar with it.
He called him up and he was like, he called him a couple of days early, you know, and his pops is like, oh, I don't know if I can get away with work, you know, and then Robert's like, yeah, you can, Dad, come on. And it was his first one and he won. I don't know. I just thought it, was pretty cool. Just other things going on. Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome. He's sitting there saying, I'm a grass cutter. My son just won a golf tournament.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, he was a proud father.
First PGA Tour win for him too. That's and it was cool.
I think I'd have my dad back on the bag next time out.
That's, you know, yeah, and Rory was cool to see Rory getting interviewed, and he's like, he was like, because Rory shot like 64 on Sunday. He was the leader in the clubhouse for a little bit, and they're like, Rory, do you think he's like, no, you know, I don't think so, because one of his buddies, you know, they play international tournaments together is Robert McIntyre, and so it's cool to see those guys pulling for each other, because they do have, you know, and like, Justin Thomas, who was the one that when Xander Schauffele just won the U.S. Open, or I'm sorry, mm-hmm. You know, Justin Thomas is the first one over there. Give him a hug. Tell, you know, congratulations. And all. It's just cool to see the brotherhood that they got going on.
Well, Matt, you know this better than any of us, but there's a mutual respect there. Only you guys, only the people on that stage really understand what goes into it. The rest of us watch, and if we've watched a lot, we probably form halfway intelligent opinions, but it's still not like somebody who's, you know, in the case of golf, played between the ropes. And I know the respect they have for one another is enormous.
Well, okay, I'm gonna ask you a cap. First of all, who wins Omaha? Last baseball question. Who do you got winning it this year?
Man, I'm gonna say something here that's gonna be like, people are gonna say I'm nuts. I think the 25-year hex is going to be broken.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tennessee wins the national championship.
They got Evansville in their super, so I think they'll go Evan 38-24. That's always good. Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun watching it. All right, there's CD Lamb. So he's still on his rookie contract, Chuck. And I just saw this. Jefferson in Minnesota got 140. Waddle in Miami got 84. Where does CeeDee Lamb somewhere right there in the middle? Where, because obviously Dallas has to re-sign CeeDee Lamb and give him some money the way it's going. Does that get done this year?
Yeah, it'll get done. It'll get done. Jerry will cave. He caved with Emmitt Smith years ago. It took him two games to do it, but mm-hmm. he did. And they'll pay him because they have to. You know, I think what CeeDee Lamb's done is pretty impressive there, because he hasn't had, like, you know, an all-world supporting cast, if you want to get right down to it. This isn't a Super Bowl team. Now, some of the other guys don't play for Super Bowl teams either, but I don't think Lamb's Jalen Waddle or the Jefferson guy,
mm-hmm,
I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's as good as Waddle, and they're going to pay him. I mean, now what they really need to do is pay him and get him some, you know, get him a sidecar. You know, if he's Batman, get him a Robin, because they don't have enough of that. But look, the players at the end of the day, they're going to get what they want, because you got to have them. And so CeeDee Lamb will get his money, and I think he'll get it sooner rather than later.
It's like, Chuck, you wrote down my notes same thing. I think, Chuck, I think he's somewhere in between Jefferson and Waddle. Like, and I do think CeeDee Lamb's a top five receiver, top six receiver in the NFL. No, the dude's an absolute stud. But then my side card I wrote out, you got to find him a Robin. You got to find him somebody else as well. And I know you have a decent tight end, got to have a running game, but if you can get another guy, another dude to go out there with CeeDee Lamb where they can't always roll coverage, man, I mean, the sky's the limit for that dude, because he's in his
prime.
They
need an Alvin Harper to go with their Michael Irvin.
Number 80, Alvin Harper, you're exactly right.
You can't go to the Super Bowl with one great wide receiver and one great tight end. You think about those Cowboy teams back then. Now, I don't know. You know, they had Troy and they had Emmett, and that was an all-star cast.
Late, great Larry Allen.
I won't go so far as to say they wouldn't have won a Super Bowl without Alvin Harper, but he was an awfully good compliment. And, I don't know that that's the best example, but what I'm saying is they got to, and you are too, you got to have somebody to go with him.
No, exactly right. You got to have somebody. I'll never forget hearing the playmaker tell the story about the playoff game where he wasn't getting any balls yet, and so they finally in the fourth quarter they had him running a glance, or it's like a deeper slant route, and Michael Irvin tells Alvin Harper, no, you go run the glance route. I'm running your route because it's been going to you all day. And so he goes over there, and then Alvin Harper catches it for 68, and then Mike says he's just running them down, just saying that's my touchdown. That's my touchdown.
That's like the guy you're fishing with, catching fish at a certain spot all day, and you steal his spot, and he goes to yours, and he keeps catching, and you don't catch.
Eastside Liquor has every alcohol you need as we get close to summer. Green River Bourbon and Rye is flying off the shelves right now. Come check out the new Crystal Ridge Moonshine and Vodka, made right here in Hot Springs. Eastside Liquor, 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith.
Hickey & Hole Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in Mena and the Little Rock area. Hickey & Hole Law Partners, specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit kevinhickeylaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
So we've kind of had a little bit of time to digest it. We talked about it a little bit in this first hour with this baseball season. And really, I think the season was a success. It's just we're spoiled and it's kind of expectations kind of. And at the end, it does hurt. You know, the taste in your mouth. You're like, oh, man, it just kind of we did have bigger expectations. But all in all, it was a successful baseball season. How would you kind of sum up this 2023 baseball season?
Yeah, you know, I think that when you look back on it and take some time, you know, in a few months looking back, this is a team that still won the SEC West, a team that was still ranked at one point number one in the country, a team that has the SEC Pitcher of the Year on it, and probably the best at this moment in time to ever play for Arkansas. And, you know, you look at 2021 a little bit with Kevin Copps on that team, and some people might say that that team failed too, but at the same time, they accomplished a lot that I think people forget about because they didn't end the season in Omaha, didn't end the season with the trophy. And I think you're right. We get spoiled and we take that for granted because we're so used to them winning 40-plus games every single year. But baseball, as you know and as you realize, is such a game of momentum. And you have teams that just peak at the right time. And I think this Arkansas team started to just fatigue at the wrong time. And that happens in baseball. I mean, you look at the major leagues and you can win 100 games during the regular season and lose the very first round of the MLB playoffs. So it happens to the best of teams. But I don't want to put past the fact that this team accomplished a lot during the regular season, and there were some individual accomplishments as well that shouldn't be overshadowed by the result of the Fayetteville Regional.
No question about it. You know, I had 4 years up there, and in 1 year we won the West, and the season didn't end the way we wanted it to, but we still won the West, and that's something this race, you still remember that with that group of guys and going through it, and I know they will. My one of my favorite moments this year was that Mississippi State game 3, and not just because I was at it, but a little bit because I was at it. But we go down early, we come back, and everybody's fired up. We come back and win that game. What was your favorite moment of this Razorback baseball season?
Well, I hate to steal your answer, but in fact, I went to 2 Razorback games as a spectator this year. The very first game of the season against JMU, because my mom and my dad are both JMU alum. But then that Mother's Day game as well with my mom, and being down and watching that team come back, it was really fun. And so I hate to steal it from you, but that was one of my favorite memories as well, because I got to witness it on Mother's Day with my mom in the stands. And it was an example of how this team continued to fight. And I know that some people don't want to believe that this team didn't have fight in them, but there were so many games where they won one-run games, where they were down and fought back, didn't win all those, but they came back and they were close. They didn't just roll over and give up. And I think that that's the characteristic of this team, even though it felt short. And it was good to see. It was cool to see in that Mississippi State game.
No, this team fought. That was something this team never did. They never did quit, and that's just a beautiful thing when you that's just a testament to the coach as well. When the team goes out there and fights for him. Hey, Alyssa, with this ever changing landscape of college athletics and this NIL deal, how confident, how comfortable, how do you feel about this baseball team the next 3, 4, 5 years? Do you think this baseball team's a team that's going to be able to compete at a high level and have expectations of Omaha, or do you think that they start to change these expectations the next 4 or 5 years?
No, I think it changes, or I think it stays the same in terms of what the end goal is. And I think the biggest thing with baseball that's a little different from basketball and football is just the way the game is played, the culture, the foundation, the lot, you know, that Dave and his staff have built that foundation. And Dave specifically, since I mean you could go back to 2013, 2012, but really 2016 and all the 40 plus win games seasons that they've had, I the foundation is there, and NIL is going to change it, but I don't think it's going to change it drastically. If anything, I think unlimited scholarships is a thing that baseball is looking at. There's a lot of NIL things that baseball can start to actually bring in more talent, can maybe convince some of those freshmen who get drafted out of high school but maybe in a lower round to come to college instead of taking the money and going pro immediately and get those guys on campus. So I think that's only an advantage to a sport like baseball that's a little different than football and basketball.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I think I agree with you with that. I saw where Justin Jefferson, the receiver from Minnesota, he cashed in. Yeah. I want to say 140. Waddle got about 83. What are your thoughts on that? I think he deserves it. I like Waddle. I'm a Waddle fan. Are you liking that? And do you see if Miami, do they do something with Tyreek Hill this year, or do you think they let him play his contract out?
Yeah, no, first and foremost, congratulations to Justin Jefferson, because I think that's big for a non-quarterback. Mm-hmm. to get something like that and kind of set the standard for guys who aren't quarterbacks in the league. And then Jalen Waddle is just so much fun to watch, and I hope he can stay healthy and have a long career. And I know the talk now is Tyreek. What is, you know, Tyreek's really having these conversations about restructuring his contract and what that looks like a little bit too with Miami. And, you know, I think Miami needs to kind of do what they need to do to keep him. I mean, he's such a spark plug and energy guy for that team. And I don't think you lose a guy like that. I think you see the value in a guy like Tyreek. And, you know, if I'm the GM and the managers in the room, I figure out what we can pay for him to keep him around for as long as possible.
Yeah, I have Miami as the fifth best team right now in the AFC. I think that's a team that if they get a little tougher, their speed is just so dynamic. It was tough last year, Alyssa, watching them have to go to Kansas City and play in that freezing cold. It kind of negates the speed a little bit, but Miami's going to be a scary team this year, no question about it.
They just got to stay healthy, you know, and I know that's so easy to say. But Miami just had so many tough breaks, specifically on the defensive side of the ball, to where you have teams like Buffalo who kind of stumbled a little bit early but then got it going towards the end. And this is just another example of it's all about how the team dynamic is at the right moment. I think Miami, if they were playing the way that they were playing through most of the season towards the end of the year, things might have been different. In terms of a playoff run, they would have been hosting, right, and not having to go and play on the road. But they're an exciting team. It's been a really long time, Matt, since the Dolphins have been an exciting team to watch, and I hopefully that trajectory, as a fan, stays that way.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, something that's exciting that I'm a little jealous of. You get to go to Paris this summer and watch the Olympics. What are you looking forward to? How has this process been as you get ready to go over there and cover the Olympics?
Yeah, I mean, the excitement is there for sure. But what's been really cool is the stories. And I talked to you guys when I was at the summit, and I kind of told you we get to talk to all these different athletes. And it's really, you know, the product and what we do with Pictorial Nation is specifically about the Razorbacks, which I love. It's why I'm so passionate about my job and I continue to do it. But it's been really cool to see this other side of sports, specifically with these Olympic sports that not a lot of people talk about. All the time, year round, and learn about some of these athletes, the Paralympians who I've gotten to meet and talk with have been really cool and inspiring with all their stories. And so not only am I excited to go to Paris and just experience that and the games and what that's going to bring, it's just been really cool to see a different side of athletics because I have such a Razorback bubble that I work and operate in all the time to have that world open to me and those doors open to me to meet new athletes with new stories has been really a really cool experience.
Yeah, it's cool to see where those people work out and just kind of, you know, it's the compounds or whatever, you know, wherever they're just so pristine and just the work mm-hmm. that these athletes have to do for this short amount of time. But man, they really do. They really just kind of put it in and they're 100% dedicated.
Right. And just some inspiring stories. I mean, everyone has one, you know, even Simone Biles, who feels just, you know, on top of the world right now in the way that her gymnastics is hitting at the right time. But, you know, there's a Paralympic swimmer that I've spent some time with and time with her parents who live in Little Rock and grew up in Little Rock. And she swims for Northern Iowa, but at 16 years old, started losing her eyesight. Mm. And she's still swimming and she will be in Paris. She hasn't qualified, but pretty good chance of her being in Paris. And as she's focused on just the swimming stuff, her mom and dad have really put a lot of work into figuring out like what this medical mystery is and what is going on with her eyesight and everything she's going through. And so like every element has a storyline, and from the athlete to the parents who make the sacrifices to help get that athlete to where they are. It's just, again, been really cool to learn so much more about these people that I've never met before.
Well, we have the NBA finals coming up. I don't know how much, Alyssa, you're going to be watching it, but is there anything you take away? I was talking with C Unit earlier and you got Jordan Walsh, you know, he's a former Hog that he probably won't play much, but he's there. He's taking it all in. Mm-hmm. Then you get Daniel Gafford from El Dorado who's starting, man, he's going to be a starter in the NBA finals. And so that's kind of cool as an Arkansas perspective. And then you get this just uber talented Hall of Famer type guys and Jason Tatum and Luka Doncic. And I don't know if Jaylen Brown, you know, he's still got some, but Kyrie Irving, if he wins another championship, I think this solidifies him as an NBA Hall of Famer. How are you going to take in? Will you check any of this NBA finals out?
Yeah, I think I am. You know, I'm not a huge NBA person, but I really do like Daniel Gafford and the 2 years we got to cover him here. He's just a cool guy, which, you know, just is, it's different now. We don't really get to know the guys on the teams as much as we did in the past. Mm-hmm. So I've always rooted for Daniel at every stop along the way. So excited to see if he could win his first ring. But it's been really, really cool for Arkansas as a brand to have that national spotlight in the NBA, not just this year, but over the past couple of years with Bobby and Moses. And, you know, eventually Anthony Black and Nick Smith Jr. are going to get to a level where hopefully they're competing for championships. And gosh, the Thunder's right there mm-hmm. with Jalen Williams and Isaiah Joe. And the market is for the Razorbacks in Arkansas is priceless. And so it's been pretty cool to see the basketball program have that spotlight on the NBA scale.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa has everything you want for your next getaway. With the luxury and hospitality of a grand old Southern hotel, the accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit our thermal water bathhouse for mineral water baths and massages, or enjoy one of our many dining options, like our Friday night seafood buffet, primetime in a fountain room every Saturday night, or our award-winning Sunday brunch. Located in downtown Hot Springs, the Arlington is steps away from shopping, entertainment, Bathhouse Row, and the hiking and biking trails of the National Park. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more info.
Hey sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
How's it going, Bill?
Hey, man. Doing good, man. How about you?
Man, life's good for us over here in Razorback land. We're still kind of picking up the pieces a little bit, kind of trying to make sense of, you know, the season that was, and kind of how it's, you know, it started off good. And then, you know, it's kind of like reading a book, and it, man, it's a great book. And then that last two chapters, you're just like, oh my goodness, that the ending was just horrible. But then you're trying to figure this out and saying, you know what? We did have a good season. We did have a successful season. Only one team each year wins Omaha. How would you sum up Arkansas Razorback baseball this year?
Matt Jones, as a quarterback, usually had a pretty attractive stat sheet, right? And it wasn't, you know, 180 yards rushing and 2 yards passing, right? There was some balance in there,
mm-hmm.
And at times we weren't getting that out of the Arkansas hitting. And look, I mean, there's a million different things we can point to, but at the end of the day, I think that was the weakness on the team. It was the weakness, and they had a phenomenal pitching staff, likely the best in the country, and they weren't able to capitalize on it.
Yeah, that has a little bit to do. And I think too, Bill, and I was kind of trying to translate it to football. When you have a team that an offense that maybe gets snagged in at times, or kind of struggles to get first downs, or struggles to get touchdowns, and then you start pressing a little bit. Did you see any of that out of this Arkansas team where, man, we'd get a guy on second base, and that's like being third and four. You got to have a good percentages on your third downs. You just got to bat over. Usually that team, if you're over 50% on your third downs, you win the game. And that's how kind of I saw this offense this year. We'd get a runner there. We just couldn't quite figure out how to get him in.
Get the ball to the 20, you get it to the 8, and you can't score a touchdown. Uh-huh. And it gets in your head, right? It
right.
literally gets in your head. This team is not converting in the red zone for whatever reason. Yes, yes. I mean, it's got to be in your head. There have to be mental struggles because everything's contagious. And struggling in a certain part of your hitting, whether it's getting people home, driving people home, leaving them on base, that is a contagious aspect of that game. It's an incredibly cerebral game, as we know. I remember as a kid, the old guys used to always say it's a thinking man's game. And you can say that about any sport, but baseball is a very much a thinking man's game for sure.
Well, and two, you got to have different ways to beat teams, you know, and I think that's to your point yep. when you just do one thing. And it's okay if you can do that one thing exceptionally well and be top three at it. But yeah, I get your point. Who right now going into these super regionals, I've been looking at these and trying to look at some of these matchups. And, you know, Tennessee, what's it been, 25 years since the number one team has won this thing? And you're looking at, man, can Kentucky, Oregon State going through. How do you kind of handicap these super regionals? What kind of couple of these matchups are you looking forward to?
I look, I'm a Southern shill. I like Georgia hasn't been to the super since 08. And Georgia, actually, I don't know how many people know that Georgia's won a national championship in baseball. It's 1990.
Mm-hmm.
They've won a national championship. You can win big there. Now, they haven't cared a whole lot until this year. They hired Wes Johnson off that LSU staff, who was the pitching coach, and he's done a phenomenal job. And they're playing NC State, which is a really good baseball program. NC State in 01 was at the College World Series. There were only four teams left. And remember, they had to cancel because of a COVID outbreak. They're about to play Vanderbilt to see who gets to go to the championship. And they had to cancel. They had to go home. One of the weirdest things ever during the tournament, Vandy's about to play them, and I think either the day before or that morning, they said, we can't play. It's a very good baseball program. Tommy Tanks, the big third baseman for LSU, was a transfer from NC State. That one might not be Matt brand-wise across America, everybody's go-to, but it is for me. I think that was interesting.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to that one as well. So the one that I'll also look at, Bill, is Virginia Kansas State, because you know you kind of picture the Hogs being there, but now it's Kansas yeah. State. You give Kansas State a shot against the Cavaliers
in baseball, as opposed to football, where upsets, particularly you know on that level, aren't that common. The media wants you to think they are, but they're not. Baseball truly is a situation where you got to be careful discounting anybody. Evansville as a four seed is alive, right? That would never happen in football.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Evansville equivalent in football. There's no Southwest Missouri State or whoever that was that beat Arkansas. There's no football equivalent of that. That would be the top three team. So yeah. I saw Kansas State play early against Tennessee, and Tennessee had one kid who had like three or four home runs, just one game. But that's a very good team, no doubt.
Which one of these teams, Bill, I'm going to kind of ask you a couple. Which one of these teams left? It's kind of like a pitching, defense, hitting type of thing. So out of these, I guess, 16 teams that are left, who's the best hitting team left in this tournament?
Oh, it's Tennessee before the tournament and during the tournament and after the tournament. It's not even close.
And who's the best pitching staff left out of these 16 teams?
You're saying I can't say Arkansas, right?
We're at home, yeah.
Boy, let me think that through. Maybe I'd say A&M's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a team, other than Tennessee, they're the odds-on favorite.
Okay.
To win it. They're right at the top. I would say A&M I would throw in there. Kentucky is very steady in that capacity. The West Coast, I haven't seen Oregon State enough. Oregon State's got a kid who's going to be in the top five in the draft, but I don't know a whole lot about their pitching to be smart enough to answer the question.
I got you. We played Oregon State in that Arlington deal to start the season. And
right.
I want to say we had our ace, Hagan Smith, out there, and they had theirs. And it was like a 0-0 game for eight innings or something. Like it was.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it was one of those. And that was kind of my next question I was going to ask you, Bill. Like I was thinking of March Madness, and you kind of answered it for me. Is it harder to win this baseball College World Series than it is to win March Madness in basketball? Because you kind of handicap, and I know last year UConn, I mean, they beat everybody by double digits, but they're the favorite, where it's been 25 years since the favorites won in Omaha.
I think it is more difficult. I really do. The baseball gods don't like you being the one seed and winning it. And I'll tell you, you want a Cinderella, and again, it's Florida, the brand, but 2 years ago, Ole Miss was the last team to get in. They looked terrible. They ended up winning the thing. Matter of fact, they won the entire thing convincingly. There was not even a game. I think they lost one game the whole way in the World Series. But there was no game, and they were threatened to lose. It was amazing, and they gave no impression that they were capable of that. Florida, most people felt like, wouldn't even get in, and they're now in the Supers. Now, I'm not equating them and suggesting they could do what Ole Miss does, but this is Florida, and they do have dudes. That one's interesting, too.
Let's go back to the Razorbacks real quick. And so now that we've kind of see what's there, all day, it seems like the last 2 days, that's what everybody wants to talk about. Where do you want to see, like, if you're a Razorback fan, what type of player and I've been talking to baseball guys, and they say pitching is definitely their priority. You have to have pitching, but what is Arkansas missing? Is it just these dudes that can just bomb it? Is it some speed? Is it some athletic ability? But what are we missing on the offensive end? What do you think Arkansas needs to do if we want to get kind of past this hump and make it back to Omaha?
Arkansas is one of the best baseball recruiting schools on the planet, and that has been established. This new era of not only name, image, likeness, but the transfer portal. There's already 12 to 1,500 kids, something like that, in the portal the last 2 days. There's dudes everywhere. There's guys with mid to high 90 fastballs, curveballs, home run hitters, guys that hit 380. I would say I'm not real worried about their pitching. I'm never real worried about their pitching. I would say you need to bring in some offense. Mm-hmm. You need to bring in some bats that have some thunder, a little more consistently up and down, and there are guys all over this portal, and they're going to be more. I mean, think about it. You've still got 16 teams involved. I don't know who's leaving, but there's going to be some players off those teams that are currently occupied that are probably getting the portal too, maybe because they don't feel like they're getting handled right. But it's going to be – this could be a very fun baseball transfer portal, way more fun than this last two-week football was, portal was, way more.
Yeah, that's crazy. Already 1,500 guys.
Something like that.
Yeah. So the South Carolina, I'll leave it with this. South Carolina let go their ball coach. Who do you think is the next South Carolina manager there?
You heard the East Carolina coach, even though a lot of people tried to hire him, bigger names, and he hasn't left before. The Louisville coach is really good. He's not happy there. Mm-hmm. A year ago, he had a press conference talking about how unhappy. Tennessee's third base coach, Josh Elander, is, I'd say, the number one hot shot assistant in America. He's their hitting coach, third base coach. He's 30. He's a dynamic recruiter. He's not going to be on Rocky Top for long. That's another name I would watch out for.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.